We're going to stay with the devastation in Joplin all morning, but we're also going to have a special companion with us for much of this hour, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, first diplomat to begin a dialogue with isolated, mysterious communist China back in 1971, an opening that started a conversation that's become the most important bilateral relationship in the world. Kissinger's new book on China explores the past, present, and future of this 4,000-year-old country. He's an eyewitness to history with a vast takeaway on world events.
I was, of course, the first American diplomat into China after 25 years of no contact, really, of any significance. But I didn't really know all that much about China. I was just projected into that because of the position I held. But now for 40 years, I've been meeting all the Chinese leaders. And originally, when I wrote this book, I thought, why don't I just publish some of my conversations with these leaders with a little connecting text?
And remind us of the leaders. I mean, these are huge figures. These aren't just...
Yeah, but then, as I reflected on it, I had to explain so much why these conversations, why in that manner, why did they talk this way, why did we talk this way? So I started looking back in Chinese history and Chinese experience. And the interesting thing about the Chinese is that for them, more than for any country I know, history is part of current realities. Mm. So a Chinese leader can say something happened 1,000 years ago and describe it as if it were relevant to what he's doing today. In this book, I mentioned, for example, when Mao decided to go to war with China, with India, he called his advisors together and said, we have to do this. And it is like a war that was fought in the Tang Dynasty. The Tang Dynasty is over 1,000 years ago. Can you imagine an American president getting his people together and saying, even in the Mexican War or something?
Right. Remember 1812.
Remember 1812. Years ago, yeah.
Just remind us, though, of this list of names that you talked with as the first diplomat into China. You mentioned Mao there.
Well, then Zhou Enlai, Deng Xiaoping, Jiang Zemin, Hu Jintao, five generations of Chinese leaders. And so I'm weaving in those conversations.
Dr. Henry Kissinger's new book, it's fascinating. It's called On China. We'll have more with him on China and the world throughout this hour.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.